Blog Talk Radio.
What is this?
Looks like a stain from coffee.
Really?
Yeah, I got a ring stain from some coffee. I put some coffee there.
How did this get here?
That's between the coffee and the wood.
No, you don't respect wood.
I do respect wood. This is a low-grade wood.
Oh, so you discriminate amongst wood.
I guess you could say that.
I respect all wood. I respect pine. I respect walnut. I respect oak. Doesn't matter.
Your heart bleeds for the wood, but not for actual life.
You can't beat wood. And away we go!
Good morning, Mr. Phelps.
Nothing
like it. You heard wrong.
You need to relax and get away from it all.
My name is Osei Mana.
Terrible, terrible, terrible.
No, 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 come out.
I love to sing up.
Giddy up.
A one, a two, a one, two, three.
Yeah.
Thank you.
good woody sort of word, sausage.
And now live from coast to coast. Coast. A very woody word. It's the Friday Possum Theme.
Quiero la noche de amor. Dame tu mundo para mí. Quiero una noche de pasión. Oh, mi vida consentida. Quiero. Quiero la noche de amor. Dame tu mundo para mí. Quiero una noche de pasión. Oh, mi vida consentida. Quiero.
Song with blown up stuff, explosions, and machine guns and whatnot gets my seal of approval. Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome. I'll try to speak clearly. Welcome to Friday Night Possum, the greatest show on earth. I don't mean to dabble in hyperbole. I just have to call them as I see them. You're listening to the Grenache Network, home of the finest in radio entertainment. Monday nights, it's Possum Hour. Winner of several awards this week for just being fucking cool. You know what I'm saying? Fucking cool. Hyperbole, I know. Hyperbole. Hyperbole. When I was a little kid, Stan Lee always used that word in the comics. But I always thought it was hyperbole. And the other, what was the other one? Halcyon. The Halcyon days. Halcyon. Halcyon days of hyperbole. Well, Mondays is Monday Possum, major awards during the week, clobbering time, also major awards. I believe they won the Pulitzer Prize for Medicine, which, I'm taking anything away from clobbering time, but that might have been a clerical error. Not sure. This was the Doctor Strange episode. Hey! Medicine, Doctor. And Friday, it's Friday Night Possum. No, I don't write this shit before I say it, thank God. That would be embarrassing. Monday's the scripted show. This is where we let our hair down, man. Well, what we have left of it. Hey, speaking of which...
You possum puss, get that punch out there or you'll get one from me. Go on.
And now, here he is, the one, the only...
Fuck you, Gumby!
Let's have a little humility here now.
Oh, yeah!
Absolutely. Professor R.J. Gumby, welcome to the show, sir.
They're clapping already. All right.
I know. Thank you. They're crazy. They're chomping
they're
at the damn
out of control.
Bit.
Yeah. Out of fucking control. These possums.
Beauty. Beauty. Mm-hmm. Beauty. Friday night, man. I had, remember I had like 2 weeks off? Told you guys like 2 weeks ago? I had like a to-do list. Uh-huh. Fucking knocked that shit out of the park almost.
Hey, there you go.
Okay, bar light fixed, check.
That was the first thing, right? Then you took days off.
Yeah, that was not. Well, Bogey was coming over for some scotch. So, you know,
gotta
get the bar lit up. Yeah. That's so cool.
Before you guys get lit up. Yeah.
Exactly. Dinner with Son. Cool. He had a blast. The French scotch that I got. It's a single malt French. The Pertif. Did Friday Night Possum. Did it twice. Knocked it out of park. We might not be on this Friday. I'll have to double check. Laid a row of paving stones. Didn't quite lay a row of paving stones, but they were on sale for 88 cents a piece, so I bought enough paving stones so that I will finish the job. And the last thing I accomplished, the first thing on my list, I cleaned out the fridge.
Congratulations. All right. There you go.
I didn't know mustard could go bad. Who knew? Who knew?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's all brown and fucking. What's that?
Very productive time walk you had.
Oh, I tell you what. Oh, the lawn looks great. I got the damn weed eater out today. Doing the fence, you know, in the back. I got to tidy up the front next time, but the back is getting in there. I got to make a flower bed for next spring, but I'm going to put some bulbs back in there. Oh, that's going to be beauty. So.
Cool.
I got to get that shit done before the summer's. I got another slow week, too, this month, so. I'll be sliding it right in there.
You should hire GTO to do all that shit.
Well, you know what it is? It's this exercise crap. You know, I've been walking 2 miles every day. I get up, I walk 2 miles. Unless you start drinking right away, you're going to have energy to do stuff all day. So,
I mean,
if you don't want to get too much done, it's a good idea to hit them natties as soon as you get home from the walk. That way, that's like a couple of days left and nothing got done. But, you know, hey. That's when you put together. That's when you realize, well, let's make most of my downtime and put together a ripping episode of Possum Hour for Friday night.
You squeezed a lot of wood in already, Tom.
I'll tell you what, man.
You got more wood?
Oh, there's more wood to come.
Okay.
Which is,
all right.
Yeah, what he said. Anyway, it is Friday night. Tomorrow is, tonight is 3 in the morning. They have a 3 in the morning, I heard. And there's stuff going on. Would you like to give us a plug?
Yeah, okay, why not? Sounds good.
Plug away. Smart plug.
Eminence Front Radio, tomorrow morning at 3 Eastern Time. Midnight Magic Sea Time. His Eminence theme is going to be medical songs, doctors, nurses, medical shit, and all that fun stuff. At 3 o'clock tomorrow morning, Eastern Time. You get that streams live on www.wriu.org.
Org. Organism.
And I'm going to miss it. I'm not going to be there tomorrow morning. Yeah, they're going to shove a camera down my throat tomorrow morning, so I got to get
For crying out loud. They're back to doing that crap again?
Once a year, I got to get it done. Has a bad stomach, apparently.
Shit, I ain't signing up for that doctor. What?
I love it, man.
Man, they'll kill you. These doctors will kill you. Well, there you go, ladies and gentlemen, .org. Well, it was nice to see we got a little kudos for giving the plugs there on the old...
Yeah, I noticed that. That's good.
That was cool.
His Eminence himself, Joe Mooney.
Very cool, man. Very cool.
Yeah.
I've never showed up, man. I'm a bum. What can I say? I'm a motherfucker. I got to work. Saturday's my day. Saturday is my day to make the donuts, baby. Oh, I'll be making some donuts tomorrow. I got to drive to. First, I got to drive to Buttfuck, and then I got to drive straight from Buttfuck to Bunfuck. So I got like a 12. I got a 12-hour day for crying out loud.
Okay. All
right. Yeah, man. We always like to plug shit. Heard?
Yeah, heard. Tell us what.
Cake, I haven't had a real donut.
Me and Magic Jake were at that show the other day. It's
okay, Tuesdays
stuff.
And Thursdays at 4 p.m. Central, which would be 5 p.m. Eastern Time.
Okay.
We always deal in Eastern Time because Eastern Time is the center of Western civilization, sir.
Dead skippy.
We established that in the very first episode of Possum Hour.
Yeah.
All right, now, something that did...
T-Days. Cool.
Okay. Yeah. Dig.
Yeah.
All right. Now, something that developed organically here on the Possum Hour over time was our nightly blow-up thing.
Yes. Yeah.
And this week is no exception. Where the fuck is it, man? How come I can never find it? Okay. Why is it up there? Eh, whatever, doesn't matter. I found it. Okay. Now, this fucking thing is, I don't know, maybe Tim McGraw. Now, you know Tim McGraw, country western singer?
Yeah, country western, yeah. Yep.
Got a really beautiful wife, man, you know, with the legs,
leg. I have no idea. Is she a country western singer, too? Oh, they don't say
who
western
cares?
Anymore, do they?
She got legs. So anyway, his dad was a famous baseball relief pitcher, Tug McGraw.
I didn't know that was his father. No shit.
Yeah, that's his dad. Pitched for the Mets, so,
that.
You know.
Okay.
Fuck him. So, anyway. So he's got this song, I'm an Indian Outlaw. And all this shit, and he's talking about powwows and wigwams and whatnot. And I'm thinking to myself, every time I hear this, I says, well, as a Native American dude, I think I would find this kind of, I'm not trying to be a snowflake or nothing over here, you know.
This
thing might rub me the wrong way. So.
There you go.
I don't know. Daddy G was here. He could tell us, but. Daddy G's too good to come to Possum Hour anymore. Just kidding. But he is. I've been to like two Daddy G shows since he's been to Possum Hour. But that's neither here nor there. It's time to blow up in McGraw. Indian Outlaw. Take it away, Shirley.
How did the Hakawis get their name? Glad you ask. Many moons ago, tribe leave Massachusetts because pilgrims ruin neighborhood. Tribe travel west, over stream, over river, over mountain, over mountain, over river, over stream. Then come big day. Tribe fall over cliff. That's when a coward gets named. Medicine man say to my ancestor, I think we lost. Where the heck are we?
I'm an Indian outlaw.
No!
And Cherokee and Choctaw.
Oh,
my
no!
baby, she's a Chippewa.
No!
All my friends call me Bear Claw. The village chicken is my papa.
No!
She gets the shoulders from my mama. She makes me walk the land.
Oh,
you find me a I'll be beating on my tom-tom. Roll out the pipe and smoke your son. And back around.
Pull the string.
It is balloon.
You go to Jolly Park, don't have to take George shit for all I care.
Thank you.
Most excellent. Most excellent. All right. Probably better than the Beatles could do, huh?
Oh, by far. You got that right.
All right. Well, the wood thing, and it, you know, if you didn't read my award-winning blog on Fuck Boo, they cut down a tree next door. The fucking thing, I hope they're coming back for more, because they kind of left it like not a stump. It's just like fucking molested, big, tall log.
No shit.
I'm hoping they're going to finish this baby off, because it just it looks like the tree's just in agony. You know? It's all fucking mutilated. They have
they
no...
They got a team of people around here that take down huge trees in like 20 minutes, man. They got all that equipment.
Yeah. Watching these guys.
Yeah.
Holy shit. They're out of their minds.
But they're also kind of a harness, right? And they're chopping it.
Well, yeah,
he did have a
harness, but I'm still going to hit hard if he falls.
Yeah.
That's not going to be fun.
Not at all.
Yeah.
Not at all.
Anyway, I'm going to miss the tree. It looks very empty out there without her.
Hey, Murph can't get into the chat room.
We're crying out loud. Why?
It's like, I don't know. It's like BTR doesn't want anybody, you know, nice business, you know, doesn't want anybody attending. He says every time he logs in, they won't let him or something. I don't know what the hell is going on.
All right, that's it. I'm writing a letter.
That's it.
I'm writing a letter to the Times.
Yes,
that's it.
Yes.
I've had enough.
It.
I'm taking off the kid gloves. I'm getting out my Corona typewriter, and I'm typing up a letter to the Times as soon as this show is over. Actually, my last one was a brother. I had a brother.
A brother? I don't think I've ever heard of
a brother. Yeah, I got it for graduation from high school. Used to type my resume out on it. And ransom notes and things. Never had you.
I had a
you know,
back when I thought I was going to be a writer.
The big black one?
It wasn't black. No, it was a gray one. It was gray.
Because I had one of old types. Looked like a sewing machine box, and it was my mom's old one. She gave it to me when I used that when I was a kid in high school and stuff.
It wasn't electrical?
New, Manuel. Okay. And then I thought she was gonna like buck up for the electric, you know, on my graduation present. Fucking manual, man. I was like, Bob Bole, man, that's a fucking. Usually you go all out, Mom.
Cool.
What the fuck's with this? You know. So, but I kept it until I think I ditched that in my move over here. Finally, I mean, what are you gonna do with it?
Smithsonian, baby.
Anyway, there they are, the Possum Lounge. I tried, Kate.
Yeah.
I stalled as long as I possibly could, but you're first. But that's okay. Lead off hitter, Dr. Cake. Would not be a shit. Dr. Cake. That's why she's better suited to the 3-4 position, you know, anchoring the team. But tonight, she's leading off. And I believe she's hitting .310, something like that, which is good. Nice on base percentage.
Yeah.
Knows how
we
to take
Kate.
A walk.
Baseball.
30
Kate.
Years of drink instead. Oh, instead of writing, you mean?
Yeah, instead of writing. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, how come you never wrote while you were drunk, man? Didn't all the like Hemingway and all them guys get fucking fucked up and write?
I came up with great ideas, man, but. I never got around to applying pen to paper.
Man. Isn't that Hemingway's quote? Write drunk, edit sober?
So, edit sober. Yep. And which makes sense.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. That's
Don't you come up with some ideas?
Put Possum together, fucked up, and put it on the air, fucked up. It's my motto. Speaking of fucked up, there's Getting for USA.
Getting for USA.
Sir. Salute. Very patriotic name.
Yes.
Has USA in it. What do you like better? Yes. Made in America or made in USA, huh? What do you think? Take a poll. There's guest 1547. Yes. Welcome to the show. You're taking a nap, but don't worry. All the Sharpies are locked up in the safe, along with Margaret Hamilton.
There you go.
Guest 1680.
1680's here. Cool.
I know. I wasn't expecting it. It's very flattering. Thank you.
Yeah.
And there's Maggie C. First in love. First in peace. First in love. Awesome. Maggie, you'd be so proud of my fridge, man. Fucking immaculate.
There you go.
And the thing was.
Any more coconut milk? Any more coconut milk in the fridge?
No.
You're cleaning it out?
No, I didn't.
No? Okay.
For Maggie C's stuff. So it's 1581 Murph. Is that Murph?
I don't know, but guess Murph comes after Maggie C, so why not yell it out?
Oh, okay, I see. You were saying it just for luck.
Yeah.
Murph. Well, he's trying. He might be one of them.
Yeah, he might be one of them.
Hello. Well, anyway, Maggie C, I do have evidence of Maggie C connected to the fridge with a magnet.
Oh. Oh. Yeah.
A drawing she did of me and Ted. Not bad either.
Isn't that sweet? Isn't that sweet?
Not a bad resemblance.
I am not surprised. She's a very creative person.
Yeah.
You ever see her writing? Very good.
She's artistic.
Yeah.
She has
her
yet
mind is out there.
To reach her potential.
There you go.
Which is cool, because that means you got a lot of fucking shit ahead of you, Mel.
Good things to come, baby.
All right, there's our pal, Phantom on the Fringe. Welcome, sir.
Fringe. Tell everyone I said hello to tomorrow morning if you're going to be there.
Yeah, he's actually busy typing up his manifesto on a Brother Electric typewriter. But he's listening. Welcome, sir.
That's cool.
A couple of gargle blasters and a ream of white paper. Onion paper. Have you ever seen onion paper?
That.
I always like that. An onion skin paper. Weird shit. And not to be outdone, it's the famous drunken writer, R.J. Gumby.
Yeah.
Professor Emeritus of the School of... soaking, getting soaked.
There you go. Bang
Professor Emeritus.
Together.
Yeah.
He doesn't
actually participate in the drinking anymore, but he knows.
I'm still watching.
Yeah. And I believe one of the monkeys was in here earlier. Which one was that?
Oh.
How many is left?
Davey. Davey.
No, one Davey. He's the dead one. If he was here,
okay.
It wouldn't have been good. Davey Jones. Well, who knows? Maybe David Bowie will show up. But for right now, it's the herd mentality. Herd on Blog Talk Radio. Herd on Blog Talk Radio. Tuesdays and Thursdays at 5 Eastern Time. How you like them apples?
I like them
Mind
apples.
Like a steel... Rap, I must say. Ladies and gentlemen, the Possum Loud.
With your super host, Commodore Deck.
As the Beaver.
Look and see, you'll agree.
Have you heard the latest story that's bringing on the smiles? It has caused some blushing laughter and some anger for a while. For those who shop by mail for all their family clothes. In the fall and winter catalog, more than fashion is exposed.
Yeah.
In the fall and winter catalog on page 602, I see this advertisement that makes me come unglued. The pictures got me out of sorts, 'cause I don't understand. Are they advertising boxer shorts, or are they trying to sell the man? I don't know. I'd send them all my money if I could make a wish come true. I just wish I was that man on page 602.
Look and see, you'll agree, he's that personality.
You know, when these wish books are delivered, anxious people start to look. And when they prize them their boxer shorts, they suddenly get shook. Some say it's all in error. Some say all in fun.
He could be tarred and feathered.
Or maybe even hung. In the fall and winter catalog, or the wish book, so it's called. In my mind, there's no question of what I'd like most of all. I'd send them all my money if it would make a wish come true. I just wish I was that man on page 602. Yeah, I just wish I was that man on page 602.
I need some marijuana.
Absolutely.
Still
right,
keeping
that was beautiful,
up with the
man.
Wood. I like that. Still keeping up with the wood.
One way or the other.
Uh-huh.
Wood. Very woody.
Yes. I'm looking it up to see if I can find a guy's name.
Who? The guy on 602?
Yeah.
Well, you know, I bet you that wasn't by mistake. I bet you that wasn't by mistake that his Schwantz was showing in the thing. Because I used to work at a company where I was involved in the catalog, and that was like one of the fucking things that the guys would do is try to sneak shit in to the catalog that shouldn't be there. You know, because it's a big catalog. It's hard to, like, you know, really scrutinize every... One guy had fuck you in the snow coming out of the back of a snowmobile one time. Biggest day. I mean, once you see it, you're like, holy shit. But you don't see it right away, you know. It's real subtle. Fuck you.
Well, Disney animators used to do that shit because they hate Disney.
Absolutely. Penises and tits and all kinds of crazy shit.
Yeah, that
so I want a contest.
Cartoons. Oh, yeah? What's that?
I won a contest. Now I'm ashamed because I haven't sent Ope his fucking trophy for like 3 years.
Ah, jeez.
I won this fucking thing Monday, and the thing was in the mailbox today, man, the prize. Anyway, it's a major award. He had, this guy on Facebook had a pair of eyes. You had to guess who it is, right? I knew immediately it was Aunt B, man. Couldn't be anybody
else. Shit.
Aunt B. All right, Aunt B. First one in with the Aunt B. So I guess four other people guessed Aunt B after I guessed it. You know, I would think I should win automatically, but I was put into a pool with the other five people, or other four or five people, and a random generator picked my name, rightly so, being that I was the first.
There you go. Cool.
And he sent me a prize. And I guess this guy works for entertainment. I don't know what they... Do something with CDs or DVDs, maybe. But, he goes, this is what I'm sending you. You think that'd be cool? He sends me the very best of the Dean Martin Variety Show DVD.
Nice. All right.
Come on. Get the fuck out of here.
Uh-huh.
I'm like,
that's all right, man.
Dude.
It's like he knows you.
It's like, what? I guess he's cleaning out all his old shit, you know, and he's just trying to give it away for fun. And holy shit, man, Dean Martin, I'm in. I told my buddy about it, Bogey. He said he's coming over New Year's Eve to drink some scotch. He's like, you know we're watching that New Year's Eve.
Foster Brooks, baby.
Oh, man. Fucking great. Johnny Winters.
I watched one of his Facebook ones a long time ago. It was a writer, you know. He self-published writer. He's giving his books away or something.
Yeah.
And he put up a picture of Ed Gein and say, anyone know who this is? You'd win a prize.
Eddie
and I
Gein.
Was like, one second. I was like, Ed Gein.
Yep. Yep.
Then
so you're an Ed Gein fan
me,
too,
message.
Huh?
He sent me a message.
Ed Gein
aficionado. I said, keep your book. that's right.
I couldn't resist with this fucking Dean Martin DVD, man. Come on, man.
Well, you didn't know that, right? Until after you wrote it.
Until after
thing,
the thing. No, he goes, here's his prize.
Cool.
And I'm like, well, fuck yeah, I'm taking that, man.
Yeah, shit.
Dino. Alright, well that's cool. That was fun. Nice when people offer prizes and actually come through with them.
Yeah.
how about I got a good idea. Which one? I want a twist. I got three twists. Let's twist.
Oh. I have no objection to the twist as such, but it does represent some kind of change in our standards. What has happened to our concepts of beauty and decency and morality?
If you don't do it, you're just considered out. I don't know of anyone that doesn't do it at the moment.
All right, we're going to do a twist right now. All right, everybody gonna shout along.
Return of Decker's Dance.
Good stuff.
I forgot
good
about
stuff.
The wood thing, though. I forgot there was no wood. I had a Friday Frank with wood in it. But I was like, I could just tell everybody wanted to dance, man. You could feel it. Why are there so many less people in the chat now? Hey, man.
VCR's probably kicking them out.
BTR, shake out
of. You know what? They might be penalizing people who haven't been in the show in a while. Like, remember, Beth Ann should be out for a long time.
There should be no penal involved, man.
Unless they say, we're getting back to Wood with penal involvement.
I know. Anyway, that was the Teen Tones.
Teen Tones. Oh, I like that.
Teen Tones. Guy on page 602. Or whatever the hell that was. I don't know, my mom got the pennies, J.C. Penney and that. I used to check out the bra section, you know.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. I had that on the front page.
Yeah, shopping for bras over here.
You should get the Sears Wish book. I had the book, Jaji.
I'll tell you what, the Christmas catalog. Now, that was the big mamu. Man. You're lucky enough to get your hands on that first, man, and all the fucking toys.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, your imagination be running wild. Running wild. It was so fun.
Running wild, he says.
Oh, the days of innocence and little chubbies.
My parents used to hand us the book and say, just write down what you want. There you go.
Ah, the memories.
Yep. Yep, that was it.
I kid, because I don't know what else to do. Alrighty. Oh, now we got last Monday's 3 minutes is still on there. We don't want to play that. Let's spin the wheel instead.
Hey, you could be a winner.
Uh-huh.
Yay. What is
it? Once again, you lose. Man, you know, kids, you might want to get your tape recorder ready and put the mic up to the speakers. Because tonight, it's a dandy. A dandy. 3 minutes. You'll never get back. It's like, you know, there's many different varieties of 3 minutes. This one is one of those that's like, is it good or is it bad? It's so good it's bad. Or wait.
That's like, what makes it different from other 3 minutes.
Yeah, you're like, is this good? No, this isn't good. Wait, no. It's just very confusing. This is like, you know, if you're like one of them, never mind. We'll go into that. But, you know, when you're a teenager and you're just awakening your sexuality, it can be confusing. So this it's kind of like the song. I actually had nothing to do with sexual awakening, the man on page 602, or Wood. It's just plain 3 minutes. You'll never get back.
Yeah.
Interrupt our program to bring you this important message. I love you.
Present, the man to whom the news wouldn't be the news without the news, here's Dickie. May the good fairy sprinkle stardust on your bippy.
I don't know. Still funny. No, it's not. You're just old. And you won't die, and you refuse to die. That's all. Laughing isn't really funny. It's just nostalgia.
It's really not.
No. Although I do have a square buddy that like, thinks it's hilarious. Yeah.
We thought it was in the 60s.
Well, yeah. Like, when you're 10, it's doity, but...
Well, I think we'll
when Goldie leaves, it's not worth watching anymore, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
She's digging.
That Goldie impersonator.
Yeah. Judy Carn died.
She can die.
So anyway, we've been joined by Apple Cheeks Alice.
Sweet Alice.
Which was incredibly fortuitous because we've been coming apart. Yeah, she's married to Burt Reynolds, man, back in the 60s. Better than fuck. Okay, so German police, this headline, the city is this. I want to give the city, Lower Saxony, Germany. Northwest Germany. Police confirmed they have confiscated 5,000 ecstasy tablets.
Oh.
Okay. Purchase value of the tablets amounts to approximately 11,000 euros, about almost $13,000. Sales could be 39,000 euros. So do the math on that. Okay.
Yeah.
Now the interesting part of this story is stamped on these little orange pills is a picture of the President of the United States. shy thing. That would be. I wouldn't want to take it. I'd save it for a collector's item myself. There's a picture of the Trump ecstasy pills. Oh, I said the name. A little baby lost its wings. Baby angel got. They're torn out by the roots. I said Bobo's name. Anyway, good luck to them and their drug dealings.
That ecstasy shit scares me, man. How many sex gets
you? I've never come across it in my travels. That's more for the younger kids, you know, under 30 and whatnot.
But what I understand, it makes you love everything, you know. And I don't want
to. Supposed to be. But I mean, I think it'd be cool to try it. Like if you're with a woman and you go away for the weekend or something, you know, spend a weekend, canoodling,
cottage,
take some of that shit, you know, that could be fun.
Yeah.
Anyway,
I like that. That sounds good.
I thought about it.
Uh-huh.
They're
doing it tonight when I'm asleep.
Okay.
I got my dreams programmed.
Nothing funny about the hurricane coming up on Florida, man. We got to everybody give a good thought to our pals, the Possum Posse. It just crossed my mind, and I wanted to put it out there. Now, speaking of drugs with the president's pictures on it, this sort of has nothing to do with it. But Jefferson Beauregard Sessions, the Attorney General, he hates that marijuana more than anything. Well, apparently it's illegal to laugh at him, man. You're not supposed to laugh at Jeff Sessions.
It's illegal to laugh at him?
Yeah. I mean, you could tell him to go fuck himself, but don't laugh at him. This lady that was at his confirmation hearing laughed when he said that... He's treating all Americans equally under the law, you know, which, in the article says, which is objectively kind of funny. So anyway, because, see, he's a longtime racist and shit.
Sure.
Anyway, she got convicted. What did they convict her of?
Sure.
Snickering without a license? If the Justice Department prosecutors are determined to go after those who laugh at Sessions, they're going to need an awfully big dragnet. Sessions' mannerisms, the things he says, and the way he says them dare you to laugh. It's practically entrapment. This is the funny art. This must be the opinion page. Yes. Very funny. But, this creep. So, we got to watch out when he calls in on Mondays not to laugh. Don't laugh.
That's right.
Do not laugh. Go to the pokey. Haul you away, man. No more marijuana for you.
That's like communists. you can't make fun of the president in communist countries or anything.
Fuck yeah.
They
think, man. They don't have to.
We're separated. Yeah.
See, they don't have the. They want to act like they're that way, but they don't have the power, man. They can't do that shit. They're going to get nabbed eventually. Now, this is the stuff. Okay. Hey, how about you want to do the stupidest guy? I don't think he needs a shovel to the head because he's already in bad shape. This guy, he made a bet. What could possibly go wrong, right? He wins a bet. He won the bet, but he had to sit on a beehive without his pants on.
Oh!
Yeah, New Zealand beekeeper. He was short on the rent, so guy's gonna float him on the rent if he sat on a pile of bees. And needless to say, that wasn't good for his behind.
Jesus Christ.
What's up, Ted?
Hey,
Ted needs a reward for coming in. There you go, buddy.
Good.
Boy. All right, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Murph just officially gave up. I said, can't you die from all those bee bites at once, even though you're not allergic to stuff, right?
Possibly. They were probably just pissed off that he sat on them. You know, it wasn't like they were Africanized bees. But, you're going to have to expect a few bites. if you sit on a beehive.
I wonder what he had his balls in, like a can. I'm sure he didn't have his balls there.
I got a picture of it. Hold on. Look at this guy. He's running
in,
with
like
his pants
empty,
down around his ankles.
Yeah.
I hope it's real. Yeah, he's like, hey, yo, yikes! He's running away.
Oh, Jesus.
They got a pickup scene in there. Oh, that's a video. I didn't watch the video. Oh, my God, it hurts so fucking bad. Oh, shit. Oh, fuck.
Yeah, he's covering his balls, all right, man. I know
oh,
that.
You schmuck. Man.
I would have my balls in like a Campbell's soup can, and that'd be Campbell's soup can or something.
Oh.
Oh, I didn't
shit.
Know. Yeah, okay.
Oh, mother of pearl. Dude. $1,000. I don't know. About $715 US. Okay. Well, I suppose that was worth it. Hey, Ted, what's up, man? Doing the show. Jeez, dude.
Oh, fucking night.
Alrighty. Well, if that wasn't enough. Wait, we got to do entertainment news. Where's the entertainment tonight? Kirk Cameron. Back in the news, Godboy himself, man. He's like the Godboy, isn't he? He's the Ted Godboy from TV's dipshit Magoo show back in the 90s. Anyway, he says God sent the hurricanes,
of course,
to teach you humility. Mine. Let's say it's the Lord over here.
Oh, okay. I got
it. He wants us to be humble.
Yeah. Have you noticed I've been going on an atheist rampage trying to?
Yeah, I love the motto for the church. Hang on, I'm going to yell at Ted for a second.
Hey, Ted! Get it!
All right, hopefully that works. Jeez. It's nothing he needs. The door's open. Right. Anyway, yeah, Kirk Cameron, idiotic guy. What does he want? Now he's crying. You got water? Jeez. Dogs.
Scotch. Put him away.
Well, he is sitting by the scotch bar. What do you need, Booch? I don't have any more mammoo treats, man. You're barking up the wrong tree. hey, see how I worked that in there? Barking, tree,
yep,
barking up the wrong tree.
Barking. Oh, I didn't even get the
wood thing.
Good.
I know. It's all planned out. This is an entirely scripted show, ladies and gentlemen. Even Ted got his cue just right there. That was beautiful. What a dog. He's a regular Rin Tin Tin. Okay, so Kirk Cameron, stupid son of a bitch, moving on. Oh, yeah, this is weird, man. This is just, this may be made up, okay?
Yeah.
Maybe fake. Probably is. This is a really sleazy website called The Life and Times of Hollywood. Okay. So this one the other day caught my behind the scenes at Bewitched. Okay, well, now check this out. As we all know, there were two Darrens involved, right? Dick York and Dick Sargent.
Yep.
Dick Sargent was the gay Darren. In real life, he was a gay man. We all know this, right?
Yes, now, we do.
For years, we've been told this story. Why were there two Darrens? Because Dick York, the better of the two Dicks,
had a bad back.
Thank you. Had a bad back. He was the
very
Dick with the bad
back.
And the Dick without the other Dick was just a like sucking Dick.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, so according to this article, not the reason why Dick York left the show. You ready for this? They say Dick York had the wood for Elizabeth Montgomery, and who fuck could blame him?
Uh-huh.
Am I right?
I know I had the wood all the time. For
and
yeah. And Skippy.
Elizabeth had so much going on, you know, with her husband, who's a fucking weirdo.
He was a weirdo.
You know, troubled marriage at home, blah, blah, blah. They're saying she said, you got to pull the string on Dick York. And Dick Sargent had actually been up for the role in the beginning. She said, get me the other Dick.
Didn't know that.
Because this Dick here wants to dick me. And I got enough problems with that Dick at home. So, bunch of dicks.
Oh.
So I don't know whether that's true or not. But
yeah,
they also go into
Dick
the fact
York
that...
Dick York's back was so bad that they lost a lot of money on production because he had to lay on the floor for hours.
Yeah.
Before he,
and if you set. And if you watch his last, you know, half dozen episodes, he's sitting down a lot or laying down, and he doesn't do a lot of physical. So
yeah.
I tend to go with the bad back.
Maybe
but anyway,
move with a big wood.
That could be. Well, they're saying, then they go on to elaborate that just about the whole rest of the damn cast is gay. They say, oh, you got your Paul Lynn, of course, gay.
Yeah.
Legendary Agnes Moorhead, supposedly she was a, you know, she's a cougar. She ate them up, them young starlets. Maurice Evans, who played her dad, famous fag. So, you know. By the end, it was a whole. It was she was the only heterosexual in the cast, except for Buffy or Jody or whatever the little kid.
She didn't get any
Tabitha.
More dick after that, then, huh? That was it.
No. There was no. You know, all
uh-huh.
the dick was spoken for by that point.
York took his dick and went home. But fuck this.
If that's true, though.
Uh huh.
Let's see what's up with the dog, for crying out loud.
Don't stop me. No, no.
Back to our show.
I'm
Woo-hoo! Yes.
Woo-hoo!
Knock on wood.
Any guesses? You know that one? Do you know
no.
that one?
Nope, not at all.
That was David Jones.
David
better known
Jones.
As David Bowie. David
no
Bowie.
Shit.
Yeah, off of a live album. I was like, that probably was my computer. I couldn't swipe it off of YouTube. I had to find that particular one. I had to go through like six of them before it would download it. I think that's probably just my computer. I don't know, man.
Disco version.
You got me. Yeah. Been a couple that have charted with that, I believe.
Barbie's going to look for a cover of that, because I'm sure there's a really good cover there, too. I mean, other than Bowie. Bowie's good.
Yeah, that was the best one I could find off the... Uh-huh.
And it was under David Jones, right? That's back when he was Jones.
No. David Bowie Live. It's off of David Bowie Live album. Yeah.
Have you ever heard the stuff he did when he was Jones? He was with a band.
I have.
Yeah.
I copped the collection they put out, his early shit.
Okay. Good.
Back when I used to be a pirate online. I think statute of limitations ran out on that shit, though. I haven't done that in years.
Yeah.
I don't know how to steal shit. I want to steal Herb. Huh?
Herb?
Dick York?
That Dick York story about him having a chubby for Elizabeth, that merits a nice picture for Elizabeth on Grenache, right?
Oh, there's plenty of those out there. When I was a kid, I was in love with her, dude. I was in love with her, man.
Same here.
I mean, she was just the most...
Salem, Massachusetts.
She was just beautiful. I mean, I was...
Yeah, she is fucking hype. I love her cousin.
Well, that was the thing with his... That's the other story. Her husband got a wood whenever she did Serena, the mini-skirted cousin.
Oh,
and he'd want her to keep the makeup on when she got home.
Of course.
So he could
like
get some strange.
Uh-huh.
Which, you know, I'm sure that, you know, the first time it was fun, the second time, okay. After that, she's like, you're a fucking weirdo, man, you know? Fucking get the shit out.
I would have loved to have done her when she was Lizzie Borden.
Ooh.
Yeah, baby. Yeah. That's what I meant.
Hell, man, she died when she was our age, man, so.
Oh, is that where you're at, really?
Yeah,
I think she was 50. Like
she's 57, I think, or something like that, you know.
It's right on the nose for old Gumby here.
Yeah. Hey, I got some more. This is a weird one. I saw this is right before the show, late breaking bulletin. Then I want to hear a little bit about Roku. There's that show, Finding Your Roots, PBS. They get celebrities on there, and then they do their DNA and go through their family tree. And, you know, for the most part, it's, yes, your grandparents were slave owners. You know, it's all white people. Everybody gets fucking, you know, lambasted. The one guy who plays Batman now, what's his name? Fucking pretty boy. He
Christian.
Ben Affleck.
Ben Affleck.
He wouldn't let them air his episode because his great grandpappy owned slaves. Well. Guess who's on this season? Larry David, my fucking dude, man.
Yeah.
Love him, man. He's my fave. So he learns that he's distant cousins with who else? Bernie Sanders.
Oh, I can see that.
How cool is that?
That is cool.
Love Bernie. His birthday. Sanders. Happy birthday, Bernie. Today was his birthday, man.
Happy birthday, Bernie.
62, Applecheek says. Elizabeth was. I thought she was a little younger than that,
I thought she was a lot younger than that. Yeah.
That's in the ballpark. But anyway, he's distant cousins with Bernie Sanders. And lo and behold, his ancestor, one of his ancestors fought for the Confederacy and owned slaves. I think they own slaves. Anyway, you know, fucked up.
Yes, face Ben Affleck.
Looking forward to Curb Your Enthusiasm October 1st. All right, man, now give us the poop on Roku, man. Now, Roku, it's free, right? You aren't paying for nothing. You buy the thing, and then it's free.
You pay $25 to get it, yeah, and then the rest of it's all free. Unless you buy shit off of it. They keep telling you you get all these free movies and all these free shows, but most of it is all just buying. I mean, the Amazon's way better. Except, I came across this a channel called Pluto TV.
Yeah.
Now, what this channel does is, you know how you get a grid and you see what's playing on what network at what time and everything?
Yeah.
You know, the grid works.
Yeah.
Yeah. This channel has that. And it has like 60 channels on it where, like, they're playing shit that you don't have to click. It's like a regular, like, watching MeTV. They have like two movie channels. It's got everything. And then there's another section where you can rent movies. And they're all, I mean, get movies, and they're all free. But they're like from the 80s and some from the 90s. Some newer ones that ain't big. But the grid and all these different channels is amazing.
Cool.
It's like it has all these networks in the network. I don't know how the fuck I have it. And it shows nudity and everything. I'm watching 1984 right now with that girl with that huge bush.
Nice. Well,
the only thing is they throw a commercial in real quick.
My son has he's the old hand at the Hulu. Him and his mom have been using that for years. And she gave me one years ago, but I had the analog TV and it wouldn't work with the converter. And then once I got the digital TV, I'm looking around, I'm like, where the fuck's that Roku at? She goes, I took it back. I think you still got it? I could use it now. No, I can't find it. Sorry, man. Must have burned up in the fire. Yeah. Well, thanks a lot for the Roku, man.
I was cursing my nephews now. When they gave me theirs, they had one and they gave it to me because it's one of my ex-girlfriend of one of my nephews that he swiped back. They go, every channel, you get every channel free, Uncle Pete, every channel free. I hooked it up, and it was Netflix free, it was Hulu free, and then I found out that, no, his ex-girlfriend bought a subscription to it. So I disconnected that and gave that back real quick. But this channel, Pluto TV, unfucking believable.
But the other thing it would
TV.
The other thing it would do for me is I'd be able to watch computer shit on the TV in the other room.
I was watching Steve Martin, an old 1977 special he did. Comedy 8:30.
I probably watched it. I was a big fan.
Yeah.
I saw him on The Tonight Show a couple of times early on, and I said, that guy is funny.
Uh-huh.
What's his name? Steve Martin? Jeez, he needs a better name, but boy, he's funny. Name seemed to work out for him.
Yeah, that arrow.
I really thought that was a bad name. I kept thinking, how I remembered it was Steve Allen for some reason. I thought of Steve Allen.
Okay. Well, Steve Martin was the name of Perry Mason when he did that Godzilla movie.
I didn't remember that. But,
I don't like about this Roku?
Roku?
All these free channels I could pretty much get in my Amazon what I have already.
Yeah.
Like this TV show, I think. I haven't gone to Amazon in a while, but it says on the site that Amazon now has it. So yeah, I really don't need this fucking box. That was $25 well spent.
Shit. I bought a thermostat that I never even used, man. I couldn't get it to work. I said, fuck it, I bought another one. So that was Probably about 25 bucks I just pissed away there.
Yeah, why not?
It's easier just to fucking get another one, you know. Fuck, man.
It is. I'm the same way. Rather than mail it back or whatever, did you get it from a...
Oh, gee, many Christmas.
Yeah,
I hate that when people come into a store and they're like bitching about and complaining and they want to, you know, get that out of here. You know, in life you take your chances. Sometimes it works out, sometimes not so good. You know. Path of least resistance, folks. All right, time to polka.
Live from SCTV Studios in Melville.
Hello, I'm Yash Mengi.
And I'm Sam Schmengi.
And we are the Happy Wanderers.
Doctor tells you to don't eat after midnight, right?
Yeah.
They don't mean like have a fucking hoagie at 11:57.
Well, that's what I'm doing, baby.
That's not.
I'm having one of those frozen fucking meals, man.
Some bachelor chow. That's
yeah.
The spirit.
Damn Skippy. I can't wait for that, for them to knock me the fuck out. I love it.
Oh, man. You're such an alcoholic, man. You know that.
Just trying to
like,
chase
oh, man.
That feeling. Chasing that
right,
feeling.
You're like, oh, buzz is coming.
Uh-huh.
Buzz is coming. I can't.
Uh-huh.
So I got to do all this shit, but you know what? You're going to get me a nice fucking chunky-ass buzz going on.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Damn, good.
Nothing wrong with that, brother.
Yeah. I was doing sleep.
Everything
still
in moderation.
Because I love the effect.
Everything in moderation except natties when they're on sale for $9.99 a case. And then it'd be stupid not to drink them all day.
$9.99.
Oh, man, that ruined a couple of really, like, you know, there were several days in the 2 weeks I had off that just didn't amount to anything because of those damn things, you know? I kept making a mistake of having a natty after I get back from my walk in the morning, you know. And it's like, I could have another one. Yeah, a couple more. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And by, like, you know, by the time Rifleman comes on at 3, I'm like, that's it. Come on, Lucas McCain. You're the greatest. So.
You didn't like little boys. I don't believe what Eddie X was saying.
Fuck that. No, that is not true. No, 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 and new. Absolutely not. Lucas McCain, man.
That's right.
He helps us blow shit up, man. All right, yuns, guys.
Dudes.
No! Phantom on the Fringe says he might miss the medicine show because he has to get his toe repaired. Got to go to the emergency room. Well, thank God you live in Canada, dude. They have health care up there.
Yes.
And Gumby, I asked Gumby in the chat, I said, is that a coincidence that they're having a medicine show tomorrow and you got to go to the doctor? This is a complete coincidence.
Yep.
So.
Yep.
Yeah. One more natty after. This is my last natty, I think. Yeah, because it's almost full. Because I got a big day. Doubleheader tomorrow. A lot of driving. Again.
Okay.
Natty.
Winner.
I got to go up to Bun Fuck and then over to Fuck Bun.
You got to take the Hershey Highway for that, right?
Well, the trouble is, I got 3 hours in between the gigs and a 2 hour and a quarter drive between, you know, to the gigs.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Which is a much better leeway than I had 2 weeks ago when I had a 3 hour gap and 2 hour and 54 minute drive. That was interesting.
Oh. Jesus Christ.
Thank God that was the week before Memorial Day because all the frickin' cops were off. Natties. They were all saving up for Labor Day. They were all saving up for Labor Day. So there was like no police on the highway, thank God, because I was going 85 the whole fucking time. Flying like a bat out of hell. I don't usually speed. Don't speed. Speed kills, kids. I'm not kidding, man. No joke. No joke, man.
If a cop pulled you over, would you say, I got to draw people. I got to draw heads.
It's an emergency situation. I got to draw some funny heads. Come on, Scotty. Gee whiz.
Give it a kick.
Scotty. Oh.
There you go.
There it is. Say goodnight, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Rainforest, mist and mystery, teeming green. Green and brain facing the bottom. Climate Control Center for the World. Ancient court coexistence hacked by parasitic greedhead scam. From Sarawak to Amazonas, Costa Rica to mangy BC hills, cortege rhythm of falling timber. What kind of currency grows in these new deserts, these brand new floodplains?
a species every single day. Take out people who've lived with this for 100,000 years. Inject a billion burgers worth of beef. Grain eaters. Methane dispensers. Through thinning ozone, waves fall on wrinkled earth. Gravity, light, ancient refuse of stars. Speak of a drowning. But this is something other. Busy monster eats dark holes in the spirit world, where wild things have to go to disappear forever.
That's a good show. Good times. I just realized. Oh yeah. Well, you were had a hand in that. I just realized I looked at my schedule.
Yeah.
Next Friday we will not be on the air.
Okay, let me write that down.
I will be at Oktoberfest in the Zinzenata, hanging out with my pal.
Oh, cool.
Two-handed mic.
Oktoberfest.
Yeah.
Nice.
So,
oh, you're working there with that two-handed mic at the Oktoberfest.
Yes,
oh,
sir.
I remember last year's. Yeah, you get those German chicks with the big
Chipwooden yachts. You got that right, Jack.
I didn't know you knew German.
The Fräuleins. You know what the best thing is, it was when they had the skirts really, really, really short, right? And they got nice gams, and they wear them white stockings that stop halfway up the
thigh. Oh, yes.
And you see that area of skin between the hem of the skirt and the top of the thing, and that's the dirtiest thing in the world.
Oh.
I want to have mad that. Passionate making love with you, mine darling, mine Fräulein.
Isn't it funny that we like that more than naked legs? I was thinking that today.
Yeah.
I was watching a movie.
It's weird.
I was watching a movie with Ellen Barkin, where she was having sex with Dennis Quaid, and Quaid had her skirt way up, and she was wearing these white cotton panties. And I'm thinking, that is more sexy to me than those thongs where the actual ass cheeks are out. There's something about white cotton panties.
I never got into the, air quotes, sexy clothing like the lingerie and stuff is that much. Not the real,
I know.
Garter belts and all that shit. I always liked the frilly see-through. Poofy ones.
Uh-huh.
Those are nice.
Uh-huh. There you go. I want you on that.
You
and
know,
Ellen
it gives
Barkin,
you a little peek. weren't they together for a while? Dennis Quaid and Ellen Barkin? Wasn't he barking up her tree for a while?
Maybe it was Randy.
But it was Randy. Come to think of it. All right. Well, hold on. There's got to be a better one. That one doesn't fill me with fear. It's a nice fade, though. On
that. That is a nice fade. I like it.
All right. Shall we pull the string?
Yeah.
Where's Tommy? Tommy? All right. We'll get Tommy in here. I just put out word for Tommy. Okay. No next Friday, Possum. But I think, I don't think Oktoberfest goes into the next Monday, so I'll get a show together for the following Monday, so we'll be back in business. Keep
good.
Sending along those contributions, sir.
Will do, will do.
I always need them.
Will do.
This collage of sound we put together. But we'll be back Monday. I have absolutely no idea what it'll be. I got nothing on it. But we'll do it.
Yeah.
We'll be here. God. There is a shimp. Booch.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Well, good luck tomorrow on your procedure.
All right. I'm looking forward to it. I like that shit.
And enjoy your sandwich.
No, it's not a sandwich. It's the Marie Collins beef and broccoli.
Enjoy that.
That's good for the stomach. This is what's causing it, right?
I gave up. Honest to Pete, man, I gave up Bachelor Chow a while back, man, and I.
Yeah.
My body thanks me.
My body don't care.
Anyway. All right. Thank you, sir. Another spectacular job. I just got a telegram. Bob Hope, he couldn't stop laughing. He tuned in. From the beginning to the very end, it was hilarious, and I could not stop laughing.
I heard he's J.D. Salinger's new roommate. That's what I heard. I read that someplace.
I want to tell you. But no ad libbing though. No ad libbing.
No ad lib.
No, script. Totally stick to the script.
Uh-huh.
Otherwise.
Waiting for the water guy. Waiting for the water guy.
Yeah. I tell you what, President. We have President ad lib. You know, it's like.
Yeah.
I've never seen anybody just fucking wing life. You know, like. Yeah, wing it.
Christ.
We're winging it, baby. I love that. I love that Schumer guy shaking his hand, smiling. Oh, he's doing our stuff now. He's okay.
I got to pick on Kirk Cameron this weekend.
What a schmuck.
You know that.
He needs to get together with Scott Baio and do a.
Oh yeah.
Chachi loves. God boy.
Good night, everybody.
Chachi loves God boy, man.
This
fall on ABC.
On Pluto TV.
Followed by God boy in charge.
Thank you. am sorry, sir. I didn't mean to overstep my bounds. You say that.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
No, you say that, Governor.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
Wait!